This podcast is sponsored by the book Eat Meat or Don't by Bo Bennett, PhD. Explore the critical thinking behind our dietary choices and discover the moral arguments for and against eating meat. Available now at sentiocentrism.com.
Meat consumption and osteoporosis. Risk, balancing health and ethics. Discover how meat consumption affects osteoporosis risk, the role of plant-based diets, and the ethical considerations surrounding eating meat. How meat consumption affects your bone health, what you should know. Hey, have you ever wondered if eating meat could impact your risk of osteoporosis? I know, it's not the first thing that pops into people's minds when they're deciding whether to chow down on a steak or grab a salad. But there's actually some pretty interesting stuff going on between what we put on our plates and our bone health. So, osteoporosis is basically when your bones get weaker and more fragile, making you more likely to crack or break them. It's a major health concern, especially as people get older, since a fracture can really affect your quality of life. Now, diet plays a big role in osteoporosis risk. Things like calcium and vitamin D are well known for helping keep your bones strong. But meat consumption also comes up in this conversation, sometimes in surprising ways. First off, let's talk about red and processed meats. Some studies suggest eating a lot of these can be linked to an increased risk of osteoporosis. Why? Well, one theory is that high meat intake can lead to a higher acid load in the body. When the body tries to balance this acid, it might pull calcium out of your bones, which isn't great long term. This idea is tied to what's called the acid-ash hypothesis. It sounds complicated, but basically, high-protein animal foods can produce acid in your body, and your bones may serve as a reservoir to neutralize that acid. That said, this isn't the whole story. Meat is also a really good source of protein, and protein is critical for maintaining bone density and muscle mass. Without enough protein, bones can get weaker over time, so reducing meat without compensating for protein might not be the best idea either. Now here's where things get a bit tangled with the pros and cons of eating meat. On one hand, excessive consumption of certain meats might contribute to bone loss through acid load or inflammation. On the other, a moderate amount of lean meat can provide necessary nutrients like zinc, iron, and vitamin B12, which all play a role in bone and overall health. Switching gears, plant-based diets often come into the picture here. They're usually rich in fruits and veggies, which create an alkaline environment in the body, helping reduce acid load and potentially support better bone health. Plus, plants provide plenty of minerals like magnesium and potassium that contribute to bone strength. But here's a kicker. Plant proteins sometimes don't deliver all the essential amino acids in one go, so eating a balanced assortment is key. Simply cutting out meat without planning can sometimes lead to deficiencies that might also hurt your bones. Of course, this ties into a bigger ethical and environmental discussion that many people are thinking about nowadays: sentiocentrism, ethical eating, and the push for plant-based diets or even clean meat, lab-grown meat that aims to reduce harm to animals and the environment. It's important to recognize both the benefits and drawbacks of these choices, not just for health, but for ethics too. If you're curious about the bigger picture, the arguments for and against eating meat, what ethical eating really means, and how to make decisions that align with your values and health, I highly recommend checking out Eat Meat or Don't. It's a thoughtful resource that explores this whole spectrum without preaching or oversimplifying. So, what's the takeaway? It's not as black and white as meat bad, plants good when it comes to osteoporosis. Eating very high amounts of certain meats might pose some risk for your bone health, mostly related to acid load and inflammation. But meat also provides essential nutrients that support strong bones. Meanwhile, plant-based diets come with their own set of benefits and challenges. It's all about balance and being informed about how foods impact your body. If you're worried about osteoporosis or just want to make the best choices for your health, consider consulting a nutritionist and focusing on a varied diet rich in calcium, vitamin D, protein, and plenty of fruits and veggies. And if ethical eating is also something on your mind, take a look at the broader arguments. It's quite the fascinating discussion. Thanks for hanging out with me on this little health chat. For anyone interested in learning more about the ethical discussion on eating meat and the fullness of the debate around meat consumption and its impacts, health-wise and morally, head over to Eat Meat or Don't. It's a great starting point for thinking about what you eat and why.